Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. This is the text. One of the buzzwords or phrases right now is fake news. With all the chaotic noise in the media, it's increasingly difficult to avoid the lie and seek the truth. Our world is filled with lies that sound plausible. It's especially true when the conversation is about God and what is the actual gospel. What is the actual good news? Satan loves fake news about God. Satan is, after all, the father of lies, and he doesn't come at you with horns showing, breathing fire, pitchfork in hand. He's much more crafty than that. So we've been working our way through the Sermon on the Mount these past few weeks. There's always the temptation to think, especially for us, that the only lie that we have to look out for as far as misinterpreting what Jesus is saying, is to simply see his words as a set of rules. Oh, here's what you must do. Obey these words. Then you'll be right with God. And, of course, we know better, and we smugly sit in our Lutheran orthodoxy, understanding the heart of the gospel, that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith, apart from works. We can quote Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 by heart. I have it on the back of my business cards. But Satan has a sweet little lie for us also. Now we hear God's word of law. If you're angry with your brother, you're a murderer. You're liable to judgment. Have you ever been angry? Well, then you deserve judgment. You deserve death and the hell of fire. You do. Jesus says so, right here in the text. Well, Satan's sweet little lie is that God's word of law, we should look at as really being no big deal. I mean, I'm baptized. I have the gospel. It doesn't matter if I get angry. I'm covered. I'm clothed in the righteousness of Christ himself. It doesn't matter if I, look at a woman lustfully or look at pornography. I mean, I'm covered. The lie is that it doesn't matter if, we even act upon these desires. To pretend that you're married to someone when you're not really married to them. The lie is that God's law has been abolished by the gospel. We heard Jesus say last week that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He's kept it for you and me. But do not think that God's will for your life doesn't matter. God takes sin so seriously that Jesus says it would be better for you to gouge out your eyes than to look upon sin, which leads you astray and into the hell of fire. If you're angry with your brother, you deserve death and the hell of fire. If you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. That's what Jesus says. Well, the Greek word for fool is moros, which is where we get the word moron. Well, me blurting out last night, "You moron," while I was watching the Kentucky basketball game. Oh, did they play bad. It demonstrates that I am a sinner who deserves the hell of fire for all eternity. I'm very serious. I mean, that's what we deserve. That's what I deserve. That's why being saved by grace through faith, apart from works, it is a gift from God. And it is the good news that brings me true comfort and joy. This is no fake news that Christ has rescued you and me out of the depths of hell. The world stands condemned already. As Jesus says in John 3, verse 18, you know, just a couple verses after John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He turns right around and says, the world is liable to judgment. We are subject to the judgment of God, but we've been rescued out of it. It's a gift. We would all stand before judgment if it were not for the Son of God fulfilling God's law for us. Jesus came not to abolish the law, not to get rid of it, but to fulfill it. Because you and I, we could not keep the fullness of what God not only desires, but demands of us. We are sinners who deserve the hell of fire. This is the balancing act, with the truth of the gospel in the middle and Satan's lies on either side. You know, oh, for those who are gung-ho for the Lord, Satan says, oh, did you hear what Jesus said? If you just obey all these rules, God will be happy with you. Then you'll have no fear of judgment. As if us keeping all these rules makes us more saved than we otherwise were through the waters of baptism. And he knows we want to try. And Satan knows we will fail. And he knows that we'll get frustrated. And he knows we'll get angry. And he knows there are just days when we are surrounded by morons. And we react to the world around us. We cannot obey the word of law in the way that God demands. It would be easier for me to tear out my eyes and throw it away and cut off my hand and throw it away if doing that, cutting off my hand and tearing out my eyes, would keep me from sinning. If only keeping God's law was that easy. Satan wants you to look at Jesus' words and despair because you can't do it, as if your sin has disqualified you from the grace of God. And if he can't get you to look at Jesus' words that way, then on the other side of truth, Satan says, well, aren't you baptized and forgiven? Well, then don't worry about all those words of Jesus. That's just for those unbelievers out there. And he turns the gospel into a pillow that your sinful mind can sleep on in the comfort of your sin. You cannot be comfortable in your sin and be comforted by the gospel at the same time. If you see violence and it does not make you uncomfortable, or if, you know, we're celebrating Life Sunday around the churches around the world, many of them this week, and if you hear of women murdering their infant children, as thousands every day are done here in just in our country alone, that doesn't make you uncomfortable. Or if you hear the name of God profaned and it doesn't make you uncomfortable. Or if you see people who are not married pretending to be married and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, then there is something wrong. In between Satan's lies is the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, salvation by grace through faith. It is a gift from God, apart from works. But we respond to this gift by our works, which God prepared beforehand for us to do. And that's Ephesians 2, verse 10. If you keep on reading, we see how we are to respond to it. And as we heard Jesus say last week, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Not for the praise of you, not so that you can get into heaven or get a better place in heaven, a bigger mansion, but for his glory. The message of Christ in the Sermon on the Mount, it's not, you know, do this, obey these rules. And it's not, don't worry, be happy. Rather, Jesus says, I bless you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are empty of themselves, who know that they have nothing to offer God, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world because you are mine, Jesus says. And your heavenly Father would pay any price to have you, even the cost of the life of his own son. And our Lord has prepared good things for you. But your life on this earth, it will more likely be more difficult because Christ is with you, because they will hate you because they hated me first, Jesus says. This is his message of hard truth. Adam believed Satan's lies. You and I have believed Satan's lies. Sin is our rejection of what God has designed for our life to be. His law is a demonstration of his will for you and your neighbor. It expresses all of the good that he wants for you and your neighbor. He wants you to be free from anger, free from sin of all kinds. But don't look at what Jesus says in despair because, I can't keep this. I can't do all of this. I can't be free from anger. I can't be free from all of this sin. I fail. Yes, I fail. And I am baptized and forgiven. And we don't want to fall into the other side of the lie. Let's just get rid of the law. Because if you lose your awareness of sin, eventually you will lose your awareness of the need to be wary of your sin. And then you might as well just get rid of the gospel too. I mean, why would you need it? If sin is of no concern, you don't need Jesus. And you don't need the gospel. I mean, why would you need it? Well, the point of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is that you and I still deserve the hell of fire. And you and I can't fix this on our own. He says, I came to keep this law for you. You are saved by grace alone, through faith, not by your works. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the fake news about God. Believe the good news of Jesus Christ and walk in the truth. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.